In my next Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship, I had the opportunity to sit down with a truly successful human being, Mrs. Harriet Webster, entrepreneur, teacher, mentor, and a great mom. Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr., Triple E's segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Harriet Webster, slash successful human being. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Homer.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. So as I always say before I start a show, let's dig right in and make it do what it do.
All right.
All right. Let's do it. Okay. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Albany, New York.
Okay.
And I moved away when I was about 18 and lived in Nashville, Tennessee for probably about 10 years and then moved back.
Okay.
In 1984, I came back to Albany.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Take care of my mom.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. So then, this is my segment on what I call successful human beings. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. What does success mean to you?
Success, I believe, is a mindset. So people have to make goals, set goals, and then when they set the goals, they got to work actively on the goals. And if you've attained what the goals that you've set for yourself and your life, you are a successful person.
How about that? How about that? Well, what about your background prepared you for success?
My mother, I attribute it to my mother, who was one of the first African-American teachers in Albany, New York. My father was an entrepreneur. He was a landlord here in Albany.
Oh, that's very, very noble.
Yeah, and that was in the 50s, 1950.
And we actually own property. That is, yeah.
Yes, that's he actually owned property.
Accomplishment
in
itself.
His sister was an entrepreneur. She owned a beauty salon in the downtown area, Herkimer Street at that time. I believe watching people and watching other successful people. And then, you know, when you put your life in the hands of the Lord and let him direct your path.
Amen, amen.
That grants you success.
Great. So what are you doing now to contribute to your success?
Well, I just retired
Bless
in December.
Bless your heart twice.
And
I hope you're traveling.
Not yet, but
okay.
I will be.
All right.
But to continue with success, I am working on mentoring some people. I'm a giver at heart, so, you know, I try to work in the giving. Every year I do an annual event at my home, and I host anywhere from 150 to almost 200 people. I cook all the food, and they just come in the home and just eat and mingle. And
which leads me to my next question. You are such a provider of food, such a blessing in that annual event. How did you develop such a passion for food?
I watched my mother, who often cooked meals for people that were bereaved or if they were sick. She would take them, and she wouldn't just take a dish. A lot of times people would take a covered dish. She would take a full meal. Mm-hmm. And watching her, at 12 years old, I started cooking. My first big meal was cooking lasagna.
Oh, I always like that.
So,
yep. People who cook really good, I always want to know, what was your maiden voyage, your first big meal?
That lasagna. Was it. Lasagna was my meal.
Okay. So tell me this. You're such a role model to so many, and you're so proactive, always on the right side of the issues in the community. Who are some of your role models?
I would say my role models were, again, my parents. My best friend, Aroma Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to
yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Shirley Wimbush. These are older women that have been successful, but not only successful, don't have a problem reaching back and mentoring and giving back to those that are coming up.
Amen. Because tomorrow I'm having John Harris. He is the son of the legendary radio personality Pee Wee Harris on the show. And I stand on his shoulders, plain and
Absolutely.
Simple. Reaching back and giving back. So, yes, I totally understand
You can't
that.
Be successful without other successful people.
That's why I got a successful human being sitting next to me. So tell me, what advice would you give a young lady today?
I would say, first, set goals for yourself. Even if you think that the goals may be unrealistic, set the goals and start working to attain them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get distracted. Continue to look at your goal every day. And as you start working towards, make a commitment that that's what you're going to do. You're going to be committed to making sure that you accomplish what you set out to accomplish.
Excellent, excellent. So then, moving right along with that, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want
because
my legacy.
You've done so many things.
My legacy, I believe, the Bible said it's more blessed to give than receive. I want to continue to be a giver. Philanthropy is just prime for me. I believe that if I give, I'm always going to have.
Amen.
And so I want to give
and
back.
And as you said, with purpose.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be money. Mm-hmm. You have to give of your time. You have to give of yourself. Yes, you give of your substance, but giving is very important in this day and time because there's always going to be someone that needs something.
Amen. I'll tell you one of my favorite scriptures, and especially now that God has given me this platform, is a man's gift shall make room for him.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And he shall be among greatness.
Great.
I'm sitting next to it right
Thank
here.
You. Thank you so much.
Because God has made room for my gift. And as long as I realize he's made room for my gift and I try to share it with others, he's going to continue to bless
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
So let me close out with this then, all right? And I want you to talk a little bit about how people can reach you with Harriet's Kitchen, all right?
Okay.
So how do people reach you? Because you do so much and catering and around that business.
I am on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. It's Harriet's Kitchen, Albany, New York. I had to make it Albany, New York there because there is a Harriet's Kitchen in New York City.
Okay, all right.
So
take your time. I want everybody to hear. Yeah,
Harriet's okay. Kitchen, Albany, New York. You can also reach me at 518-469-2885.
Wow. And you said you were going to be nervous. Didn't I tell you I had to? Actually, the way I'm sweating looked like I'm nervous. But, you know, I'm getting over a cold, and I'm one of these people who sweats.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know?
And that's
yeah.
a good thing, though.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, listen, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And I want to end the show by saying Happy Mother's Day
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much, Homer.
All right. In addition to that, I'm going to end by saying Happy Mother's Day to Miss Inez Bosch, my mom.
Absolutely.
Because I am a firm believer, everything I am and everything I hope to be is because of my mother. So once again,
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. And I'm going to end by saying this. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's. Education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about
yeah.
making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. Thank you, Mrs. Webster, for an awesome interview. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And once again, pertaining to my own mom, everything I am and everything I hope to be is because of my mom. Rest in peace, Mrs. Inez Bosch.